Welcome to Tiger Bites, the Tiger Tactics podcast, where we ask 10 questions of leading attorneys in the United States about what drives their firm forward. Today, your host is Jay Ruane.
Hi, and welcome to the show. I'm Tiger Tactics author Jay Ruane, and today with me on the show is the owner of Indie Law, Joey Vitale. Hi, Joey.
Hey, Jay.
So why don't we start by you telling us about your firm and your practice areas?
Sure. So Indie Law is a trademark law firm. We help online entrepreneurs protect their brands. So as you know, Jay, everybody and their mom is starting a business these days. And so we are helping small emerging online businesses proactively protect things like their business name, logos, and slogans so that it can be calling dibs on those legally as early as possible.
That's fantastic. That's fantastic. So what I want to do is jump right into the questions. Why don't you tell me, what is your vision for your firm and how does that fit your vision for your life?
So Jay, like you, I am much more in the zone when I'm marketing, when I'm selling, when I'm kind of playing with those numbers and being the visionary of the company. And so the vision for the law firm has always been for the law firm to kind of run itself and scale and be a platform for me to do things that I have learned that I love as an entrepreneur. From networking to getting on stage and speaking to just connecting with great people.
That's awesome. That's awesome. So what was the impetus for you to actually launch your firm? Did you start with a written plan? Did you write it on the back of a napkin? How long did it take you to go from, hey, I'm going to do this to I did it?
You know, it was not really planned at all. I left my old firm that I worked for without a plan B, hoping that I could find a job soon, moved from St. Louis to Chicago while I was struggling to find a law firm job here in Chicago. I started working of counsel for some startup lawyers who were helping startups get started, and just kind of fell into this niche of creative entrepreneurs. And
that's awesome. So in your prior life before launching into this niche, when you were first in practice, what type of law did you practice? Was it trademark related stuff or was it a different type?
It was totally different. It was a general practice, small firm, mostly dealing with the defense side of personal injury.
Ah, gotcha. So you wanted to get out of that as it was a soul sucking industry, perhaps, and move on to helping the lighter, brighter side of people and do it with an entrepreneurial.
When I could tell my wife that I wasn't going to have to come home and tell her stories of sponges being left in bodies anymore, she was really excited about that. So it's much more rewarding for me personally to really help keep these creative, passionate entrepreneurs kind of out of the courtroom in the first place with a growing business and help them as proactively as I can.
So did it really sort of happen that like you fell into working with these startup attorneys who were helping other businesses? They brought you in to start doing some work with them, assisting them. And then you look back and realized, oh my gosh, I actually have a practice that has sort of started around me. So I might as well focus on making Indie Law a thing. Is that sort of how it worked? You built a firm in sort of retrospect?
Yeah. And it kind of fell into my lap. I was working of counsel with people. I was just thinking about going out on my own. And then I just happened to meet a business coach that said, hey, I could probably speed up your timeline of getting clients if you're planning to serve moms on Etsy. And I was like, well, that's a weird target market. But she said, I have them and they're ready to buy from you at a certain level. And so that was the first niche that my first business coach just kind of fed me clients for.
Wow, that's awesome. So now let's take a step back and look back towards when you did launch. What do you think was the biggest misconception that you or other people might have about launching their firm that you can tell them you don't need to worry about that anymore? Focus on what's going forward. So what are the things that hold people back from launching that you've recognized shouldn't hold people back?
I think one of the biggest misconceptions looking back is that launching is hard. Because I look back and whenever I told people that I was starting my new business, people were so willing to help me. And I think to an extent that they probably aren't anymore. I do think that that first time that you launch, you do have this opportunity where it's kind of like you're announcing that you're getting married. And later on, when you say that an anniversary is coming up or there's a second marriage, like when you're pivoting in business, it's hard to get that type of awareness when you're first starting. And so there really is an opportunity there to let your friends, family know, your entire list, that you're starting something.
Gotcha. Okay, so let's talk a little bit about brand, because that's what you help people. You're big on brand and your business is helping others trademark their brand. How did you come to your brand vision? Why is your website black and white? And why choose the name Indie Law?
Sure. So honestly, we decided to go with the black and white theme originally because it's super easy. It really simplified things moving forward. And I was started to get stuck in kind of branding strategies. And so that just allowed me to move forward more quickly. And Indie Law, the name, came about over time when we realized that the type of business owners that we were attracting as a trademark law firm, but also with these creative types, they were all of them against the grain doing something different. And it was their brand that was setting them apart. And in the same way that there are indie films that are kind of against the grain out there, not necessarily trying to win any big awards, there were these indie entrepreneurs that don't have their mindset on these wildly successful businesses. They just want to follow a passion. And so we kind of saw that term, combine that with us, you know, being a law firm. And that's where the name Indie Law was formed.
That's fantastic. And now a word from our sponsor.
Successful lawyers are a different breed. Successful lawyers spend their time and think differently than everyone else, and they recognize that they need other people to succeed, others who are doing bigger things better and faster than they are. No lawyers get ahead in this world without a ton of help. It isn't self-help that we need, it's help from others, and there's no reason that you have to practice law in isolation. The Mastermind Experience by attorney John Fisher will give you the opportunity to be in a group of like-minded, achievement-oriented lawyers who dramatically leverage each other's successes to do things that otherwise would be impossible. For more information, go to mastermindexperience.com.
Okay, we're back with Joey from Indie Law. And we talked a little bit earlier about how you picked your niche, you kind of fell into it. But is that where you originally thought you were going in law for the first part of the question? And the second part of the question is, now that you've established Indie Law, where do you think you want to take it?
So I didn't really know where it was going. And I think that I had this idea of just connecting with business owners and over time having the different types of business strategists that I was surrounding myself with kind of helped determine who it was that I would serve, because we would just kind of try and serve the same types of people. And in terms of the direction that we're going, and Jay, I know that you can relate to this too, the more you get experience in your area, the more tempting it is to start adding other practices, to getting more complicated with the service that you're doing. And personally, like I said earlier, I really do love kind of the entrepreneurship visionary aspect of being a business owner. And so the current vision and direction for the business is to scale this thing in its current form so that I can continue to do other things, maybe even pursue other non-law firm types of entities and ventures, and have this be supporting me do that.
That's fantastic. And I think you make a really interesting point there. I'm waiting for the opportunity to be a guest on this podcast myself, because as I have worked over the last 5 years since started writing Tiger Tactics, I had sort of a crisis of vision. My business was really functioning well in my niche, and I decided that I was getting a little bored and decided to add a family law practice for a little while. Then we added a personal injury practice for a while. And I tell people that I didn't have a midlife crisis. I went up with a mid-career crisis where I decided that I wasn't happy and I was going to add a bunch of different things. And what I really have found that is I am best when I focus on the stuff that I'm passionate about, and then let the business essentially run itself so that I can do other things and help people and travel and help other people grow their business. So I love what you're planning on doing, is allowing yourself the opportunity to be an entrepreneur first and a lawyer as well. And there's no reason why we can't wear both hats. So now I want to go back and ask you a question. If you could go back before you left that insurance defense firm defending those cases and change one thing about leaving and going into practice, what do you think it would be? What would be the change that you would make if you could basically go back in a time machine and start over again?
I think I would just tell myself that I, at the end of the day, get to decide where I'm taking my business and my life. And as helpful as other people can be, and as much as I appreciate and defer to the guidance that I get, there's no blueprint out there. And so if something doesn't feel right, I need to kind of lean into what my gut is telling me.
Absolutely. I love that. I love that. So last chapter of Tiger Tactics is the best advice that we've ever got. So I'm going to ask you our last question in today's podcast. What's the best advice you've ever got?
Jay, are you familiar with the concept of build one bridge at a time?
I'm not, but it sounds interesting. Tell me about it.
So the concept is that as business owners, it's very tempting for us to go from, you know, island A to island B, trying to build a bridge to get there. And then along the way, we realize that building this bridge is hard, and someone gives us this idea of building another bridge. And so we kind of pause our current bridge and we focus on building these other bridges to try and get to where we want to go. And if we're not careful, we wind up having all of these unfinished bridges getting us to the island that we're wanting to go to. And so the best advice I've ever been given was to really focus on building one bridge at a time. And if you really make progress on building a bridge and you're seeing how hard it's getting, don't get tempted and distracted to just start something brand new until you've completed that one bridge.
Wow. That is a powerful metaphor. And it's certainly something that resonates with me, and I'm sure it will resonate with all of our listeners. So that's going to do it for this episode of the Tiger Bites podcast. I want a special thanks to Joey of Indie Law. Thank you so much for coming on today, Joe.
Thanks so much, Jay. This was great.
Yeah, and for everybody out there who's listening, remember to pick up a copy of Tiger Tactics on Amazon. Have a great day. Thanks again, Joey.
Bye.
Thanks for listening to Tiger Bites, the Tiger Tactics podcast. If you have read Tiger Tactics and want to be a guest, please visit Amazon.com to leave a review, or go to TigerTacticsBook.com to join our mailing list.